This last year, as a church, we've been trying to read the Bible in a year. Some finding that easier than others, but it's a really good discipline to do. So to help encourage us with that and to get involved in small groups, Matt Button has kindly said he'll briefly talk to you about it. Just on this one.
Briefly?
Yes, sorry, Matt. So reading the Bible in a year, how have you been getting on?
Yeah, good. I've been fairly slowly plodding away with it, but it's been good.
Okay. Is there anything in particular that you've enjoyed about it? And if I can put two questions in one, what have you, on the other side, have you found difficult about it?
I've really enjoyed, like many people have said, the app. I think that's been really helpful. I felt like it's although I'm quite behind, it's not. I don't feel like I've been penalised. It doesn't sort of tell you off for being behind. You can just catch up whenever you are able to read. So that's really good. Difficult, I guess, just not being able to do it every day or not finding the time especially, you know, with the 6-week holiday, sometimes you get out of routine. In terms of, I guess, in the content side, I suppose it always raises up lots of questions, you know, how relevant reading bits of the Bible it is for today in my life. Lots of questions about, you know, truth. Like the saying goes, all the Bible is true, but not all the truth is in the Bible. And how does that kind of tally up in terms of what we read in the Bible and what we read out there? So
for those of us that have maybe been a bit behind or who maybe haven't started it yet, so they might be new to it, what would be your top tips then for getting into reading the Bible and having a go?
Okay. My 10 top tips, no. So each one's going to be 2 minutes long. So, yeah, I suppose two tips. One is, if you like structure, I think the Bible app is fantastic, as I talked before. If you struggle with that and you just... What I would really encourage is to get books of the Bible recommendations. So, you know, ask around and just ask people, you know, where they would recommend starting and then start from there. And I was chatting with a friend on a weekend away, and he's not a Christian, doesn't come to this church. We're just enthusing about Ecclesiastes and the, you know, the beauty of the poetry and all that sort of stuff. And a couple of weeks later, I got this email saying he's read Ecclesiastes, he's read Songs of Solomon. You know, he's just absolutely loving it and really interested in the poetry of the Bible. So anyone can read.
Yeah, that's ace. Love that. So thanks for that, Matt, about that. You're also going to be leading a small group this term?
Yes.
Thank you. Could you tell us a little bit about it and also why you would recommend people go to any small group, not just yours?
I don't know about any small group. I mean, mine's really the only one. My small group is Tuesday morning, 8 o'clock. It's a breakfast, get to pray, chat, just hang out, have a bit of fun. I guess in a literal sense, I would love for, and I think it has been, a character-building small group. And I suppose that's my passion, to see people developing their character. Just imagine a world filled with people expressing the fruit of the Spirit even more fully. And that's what I would love to see in my small group. In terms of small groups generally, I was thinking about this, and I suppose from a purely selfish point of view, if the only reason that you went to a small group would be this, it would be to actually increase your creativity, increase your character. So when you go to small groups, it's often with people who maybe aren't like you, who maybe you don't even like, or you just struggle to get on with. And actually, it's that it's that kind of challenge of people who think differently, who believe differently, and that can, you know, be really help you both in terms of your creativity in life, and also in building the character, as I talked before.
Thank you, Matt. That's ace.